Also, did you ever discover if Riley Erickson had hidden gold in his...
No, we're still looking for it.
We're still looking for it.
The only thing that might have happened... See, everybody knew, or I knew a man that saw the sack of gold, the nuggets that he had. He'd take it, somebody'd come in for groceries and he'd just take a nugget, you know, or that was the payment. So he had a little sack, a gold sack. And the man that we bought the property from, the Domes, he saw that sack of gold. It probably wasn't a clear full. But Riley... we came in there, and they were happy that we came in. And Red was going out after an airplane because he was going to establish an airplane business there at Central Circle and Hot Springs. And they were very grateful. That was about May sometime, last of May. And Riley said to my husband, "Do you need money?" He said, "I have some gold that you can have. You can borrow." And we didn't need the money at that time. And Red said, no, he didn't need to borrow. But we know it was there. Now, what might have happened was that after Riley died and a fellow, Big Nick, tried to run it, and another couple tried to run it, and a fellow from that landed up at the post office at Circle tried to run it. And there just wasn't the traffic, you know, but they may have known about the gold and found it and, you know, taken it away. Mm-hmm. And that was before we bought the property. Mm-hmm. We bought the property from NC because... Riley owed so much because he never paid any bills or anything. He never charged anything. You wrote down. I went in there the first day we were there, and I said I had forgotten the children's toothbrushes. He said, "Well, they're over there," and I needed a couple other things. And I said, "I don't have the money right now. Red would be back sometime." He says, "Oh, just write it down in a book. You know, I don't know whatever happened to that book, but." This is the way, he was not a businessman, mm-hmm. and he didn't care about money or anything else, but he had this running account with NC Company in town where they would send out the what he needed, but they were keeping track. You know? Mm-hmm. And so then when we went to buy the property, or they offered us to us, it was about the price of what he owed them. So
they could get their money back.
Yeah,
out of it.
That's all they care, mm-hmm. is to get their money back and get out of it. Well, do you think we better be scooting? If it's 5 o'clock, your car is maybe ready.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much.
Well, just glad I just